This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. We cover so many different topics on this program, but especially in the summertime, we try to connect with some of the musicians, some of the artists that are playing at the various festivals in our area, and we're able to do that today. Vanessa Collier is with us, and she'll be playing at Riverbend Live tomorrow night in Winston to begin their six-night season, six Friday nights. Vanessa, thanks for being on with us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So you've got three Blues Music Awards, twice for Horn Player of the Year, once for Contemporary Blues Female Artist of the Year. You've had 12 nominations total. You've had several releases out. Seems like you're doing pretty good for yourself. Talk about your background and how you got into music as a career.
Oh, yeah. So it's even been updated since you mentioned, because I won Horn Player again this year at the Blues Music Awards in May. So it hasn't been reflected. But, I started playing saxophone around 8 or 9. And then I just kind of, like, played in every possible band I possibly could coming up. So jazz band, I played in the pit orchestra, I did marching band for a year, I played in, you know, all these select, like, wind ensembles and whatnot, all state bands, all that. And I actually had a chance to study with a great saxophonist whose name is Chris Vidala, and he was the director of jazz studies at University of Maryland. And I studied under him for 7 years. He was the Chuck Mangione's saxophone player for 20 plus years, and first call for, like, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, B.B. King. When they rolled through town, he was the guy that they called to play woodwinds. And so he just taught me so much about saxophone, but so much just, like, so much joy. That's what I remember about our lessons. I got technique, I got all that, but, you know, it's really the passion and love for the instrument that I got from him. And majored in production and engineering. And it was a great eye-opening experience that opened a lot of doors for me, including, like, I met a friend who was playing with Joe Louis Walker at the time, and so I ended up sitting in with Joe and then hitting the road for a year and a half with Joe Louis Walker, and really got my feet wet in this industry and realized, like, this is what I gotta do, you know. So I feel very fortunate with my journey, and everything's, you know, it's always I don't know, it's quite a journey. It's always a journey. Music is a beautiful thing.
So describe your style of sax playing.
When I was younger, it was definitely, like, more like a Paul Desmond sort of sound, not intentionally, but I loved Cannonball Adderley, and just, I had a really classical sound, and now it's sort of transitioned into a more of a, it's like grittier, you know, it's like deep from my soul, kind of, you feel it, you know. So I get a lot of overtones. I try and, like, almost like an overdriven guitar kind of thing. So I'll do that with my horn. But while all the while still being melodic and beautiful too, you know, I try and play in every style that you can play saxophone, you know.
So why did you kind of aim towards the blues in a lot of ways?
I was going in the jazz track because, you know, pretty much that's when you pick up the saxophone, that's the track they put you on. It's like, all right, you're going to play jazz now. So I did that for a long time, and then basically just I could play it and whatnot, but I kind of felt a little bit stifled. And so I was still finding what genre I really wanted to go into at Berkeley. And I found, you know, I did a James Brown ensemble, and that opened my eyes to Maceo Parker, and that style of playing. And then it was basically just playing with Joe again and realizing, like, that's how I started. You know, middle school band, you start with a 12-bar blues. And that was, as a little introverted, quiet, shy me, that was how I got to express myself initially. And so when I joined Joe's band and was given an opportunity to play with him, and he plays blues, but he plays funk, he plays soul, he plays gospel stuff, he plays rock. It's like a little bit of everything. And I was like, oh, man, I've found my home. Like, I love all of this. And, you know, this is what I want to do. So I really, honestly, I modeled my career kind of like after the songs that I loved doing with Joe and like the songs that I had loved since childhood, growing up with Aretha and growing up with the Eagles and growing up with it. You know what I mean? Like, just we listened to such a wide range of people and artists that I ended up landing here amongst the blues community, which is has always been super welcoming.
As a musician, was the saxophone the first instrument you played, or did you start somewhere else?
I started on piano maybe a year prior, but I loved playing. Like, the teacher was like, oh, she's really good, all this kind of stuff, you know, very musical, whatever. But she would hit my hands as I played. And so I like begged my mom to quit. Like, she had to drag me from the car, like in tears, every 2 weeks or every week to get me to end these lessons. That was the first thing. And then I just begged her to rent a saxophone. Once I heard the sound of it, that's how I started. So technically it's my second instrument, but it feels like my first.
So which type of saxophone did you start with?
I started on alto. And then I picked up tenor in high school. Well, soprano in middle school and then tenor in high school. And I've never owned a Barry, but you know, I've played a fair amount of Barry, too.
And as you've kind of taken your musical journey, you mentioned going to Berklee College of Music. What was the impact of that on your quality of being able to play, of your being so driven and so passionate about your instrument?
Yeah, thank you. I think, you know, it's a beautiful thing to be surrounded by by musicians that love to play music and to be challenged sometimes. For me, I landed at Berklee thinking I was going to be sort of at the bottom. You know, they have this rating system of you enter in and you're supposed to be there for 8 semesters. So in semester 1, you're supposed to be a level 1. Semester 8, you're supposed to be a level 8. And I came in thinking like, oh, I'm going to be a level 1. And I ended up quite a bit higher than that. So I was kind of surprised at it. It gave me the opportunity to realize how good I was, you know. And it took me a long time to realize that. So I'm grateful for that opportunity and that experience. But all in all, like, Berklee is it's a really good place to experiment. So, you know, I went in thinking I was going to be a jazz saxophone player. Within the first week, I was like, I tested out of the music technology like requirement. And then I started hearing about the music production program and making a record, you know, as a producer, as an engineer, as a mix engineer kind of thing. And it sparked my interest. And so I went down that path, but I was also like, I took songwriting classes. I had always written poetry. And so I took a songwriting class on a whim, and then I started writing songs in college. And then, you know, I took a music business course, and I learned a lot. So it's part of the reason why my career has been so DIY, is because when we were at Berklee, they were like, well, the major labels are failing. And so more is going to fall on you. You have to know how to market your stuff. You have to know social media. You have to know the business acumen of how to read a contract, and to make sure that all these old clauses, like a breakage clause, would be out of the wording, right? So for me, it just allowed me to look at the music world from a zoomed out point of view and get the songwriting and the business and then the saxophone and music production, so that I came out like kind of ready to hit the road. And it's helped me a lot, just be able to make decisions for myself and make sure I don't paint myself into a corner in the music world, which I think is very easy to do.
A lot of musicians haven't gone the music production route until more recent years with the technological shifts. Do you feel like that's really helped you a lot?
I do. I mean, I think it helps me live on gigs, because instead of, you know, sometimes the sound isn't what you're hearing in your head. And so I'm more able most of the time to be able to speak with the engineer at the night, you know, in the evening, and just be like, hey, can I get a little bit more reverb, like a shorter tail on that? Can I get this frequency pulled out or this frequency boosted or whatever? Which it just helps make the process easier. It helps an engineer that doesn't know your music, you know, make it sound like you hear it. But I also, you know, in the studio know, you know, I record basically all my saxophone work and most of the vocals for my records for the last three or four records now from home. So it makes that record making process much easier, much cheaper, much quicker, and a little bit more relaxed for me, you know. So it's helped me tremendously.
All right, we're going to take a break more with Vanessa Collier when we come back live here on Inside Douglas County. The interview will be a podcast after one at 541radio.com. It's 1247. Back in 90 seconds on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. On Inside Douglas County today, Vanessa Collier is with us, playing tomorrow night at River Bend Live. It's the 28th season for the venue, and I think my 22nd or 23rd, I'm not sure which, year is the MC at that. So looking forward to listening to Vanessa, to you tomorrow night, and because your style really goes in with a lot of what I like personally, I'm really looking forward to that. You've got a release from 2020 here on the line, Honey Up. Now, is that your newest one?
So, Heart on the Line came out in 2020, and then I put out a live record in 2022. So that's those two. But the Heart on the Line is the latest studio record.
And do you have some other things that you're working on for the near future?
I do, yeah. I have a record coming out in September. So the first single should be out tomorrow, actually. And then with, you know, two more singles being released each month, July and August, and then with the record dropping in September. So I'm very excited about that one.
So it's going to be coming out tomorrow. Are you planning to play it tomorrow night?
No, we won't play it tomorrow night. I'm going to keep that one under wraps until closer to the release.
Ah, okay. Well, looking forward to hearing some of your music. In fact, we're going to play one right now for you from Vanessa Collier. Check this out on Inside Douglas County.
And I'm super bad. I got soul and I'm super bad. I said, watch me. That makes me wanna shout, and I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I wanna try myself with you. I got soul.
Vanessa Collier on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQE. And how did you even have time to breathe during that song? That is incredible.
Just practice.
Oh, I love it. You know, I purposefully listened to several of your songs, picked that one because I liked the beginning, but I wanted to not listen to the rest of it until we were doing the interview live. And that last solo there at the end, oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So what kind of venues are you playing during the summer?
Yeah, this year's a little bit more sporadic, just as lovely. So we just got back from a festival in Switzerland that's right on the Italian border, as well as Chicago Blues Fest, which is a big outdoor fest, and WC Handy Fest in Henderson, Kentucky, another outdoor fest. And then we head up to do an out. It's a lot of festivals, it seems. Heading to France for the first time coming up. I'm very excited for that one. And then we hit with the new release in September and early 2025. We'll hit more club dates and venues to promote the new record. So it varies. Pretty significantly.
Well, from Switzerland to Western Oregon to France, that you're all over the place.
Yes. It's a lot of travel this year, a lot of flights.
Now, what could people expect tomorrow night when they see you out at Riverbend Live at 7 o'clock at Riverbend Park?
I always bring a high-energy show. I'm very open, and I try and invite people almost like it's like you're in my living room or we're in someone's living room. So it feels really intimate, regardless of the size of the venue. I play mostly my originals with a couple, you know, covers thrown in, but lots of saxophone, lots of singing, and a really, really great group of musicians with me as well. So you're in for a treat for sure.
Yeah. Talk about the folks that are playing briefly.
Yeah, sure. So on drums, I have Byron Cage, who I met him touring with Joe Louis Walker. He toured with Joe and Tommy Castro and Jason Ritchie, a whole host of people. And then on bass, I have Justice Guevara, who's coming from San Diego. He's a younger cat and just like holds it down on bass. He's played with me a few times now. I have Laura Chavez on guitar, and she's very well known in our circles. She won Guitar Player of the Year last year, in 2023 at the Blues Music Awards, and just like one of the best guitar players you'll ever hear. So, it's a good group.
Well, it's going to be a great show tomorrow night, and you get to open the season. And we worked really hard at this, but we arranged for perfect weather with an 83-degree high tomorrow.
I'm so glad you did. Thank you for that.
I'm sure there's some challenges playing outdoors in the summer. Some parts of the country can get extremely hot, this one included. And then sometimes you're doing a high energy show at a venue and you get clouds and rain when nobody was expecting it.
Yeah, that does happen. I'm very thankful that I've only had one gig in 9 years get rained out. So I'm hoping that streak continues. For all of time. you just drink a lot of water and have a great time. That's all it is.
So as we get ready to wrap up, what's the new release that's going to be coming out in September?
Do It My Own Way is the title of the record.
And so we can begin to look for that sometime in September. What's your website if people want to check you out, find out more ahead of tomorrow night?
Yeah, so VanessaCollier.com is sort of the hub for everything. From there, you can get to Spotify and Apple Music and all those links. But VanessaCollier.com.
All right, Vanessa Collier, Riverbend Live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Winston's Riverbend Park to begin the 28th season at that venue, Riverbend Live. Vanessa, thanks for being on with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited for the show tomorrow.
All right, 1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.
There we go.